The squeals were incredibly loud for such a tiny creature. The chipmunk who'd been despoiling my blueberries was in the planter munching away when I approached. She panicked and somehow got neck and all four legs tangled in the bird netting I thought was protecting the bush from just such meddling. My first thought was, "Serves you right. Maybe now you'll leave my plants alone." The next was even worse. I could just leave her there, trapped, and put an end to the marauding. Maybe I'd get to enjoy a few berries myself if she were out of the picture. After all, wasn't that why I'd planted the bush and nurtured it painstakingly? Then I drew that picture to its one possible conclusion, a slow, tortured death from fear and dehydration, and I couldn't do it. I turned and went into the kitchen for a pair of scissors. Holding the netting up and carefully untwisting it, I found the strands that bound her and snipped them, each by each, taking care not to cut her or let her bite me. I could only imagine the terror she felt and the bewilderment. Seconds later, she was free and promptly scampered off to hide beneath the grill, chittering as she ran. Will she remember our encounter? Will she be grateful? Will she and her progeny forswear forevermore my garden's bounty? I have no reason to believe it. No doubt a day from now, or a week, or a month, I'll search in vain for the plump, ripe, purple berries I desire, and have second thoughts. Maybe I'll wish I had left her there to die. I'm not a fanatic, after all. I do kill mosquitoes, gophers, and other assorted pests. But this was a line I could not cross. I can't say precisely why, though I can say I'm glad of it. With a perspective, I'm Peggy Hansen.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.